Paul, how big was this SEC Texas-Oklahoma marriage to this conference?
I would compare it to a royal wedding. It was that big. Bill, I think it's one of the biggest things I've ever seen in this league, and I've covered it more than 40 years. You're talking about two of the greatest programs in college football history coming in to the best league at the same time.
The way it happened and the timing of all of it, just, you know, in this current environment in college football, I mean, just both ways, for Texas and Oklahoma and for this league, I mean, the implications and what it spawned after that was pretty amazing, was it not?
Indeed. It's a spectacular moment. I think it helps the league, because it wasn't so much that the SEC needed it, but with everything else, and by the way, we were first at the SEC, but when you consider what's happened since then with UCLA and USC and particularly Oregon and Washington, I mean, you just can't stand still. And I think the SEC is at a really interesting moment in time. What does it do now? It probably doesn't do anything immediately, but everyone knows at some point it's going to happen again.
How will the Horns do this year, in your opinion?
I think they'll be fantastic. I don't buy all that. I mean, there's an SEC bravado that talks about, well, there's a learning curve. No, there isn't. I mean, Texas is Texas. They don't need to go through initiation. I mean, they're a legitimately great program. What they will go through is the grind of the SEC, which is different than the Big 12. I think that's the biggest difference.
How about the Aggies? Kind of being overlooked right now.
They are, and I mean, everybody's looking for a sleeper team, and I think you could legitimately say A&M could be that, because there's really not a high expectation. I think it's a pretty good team. I think it's a superb coach. There is just simply no explanation or reason why A&M can't be an elite power. They have everything that you need. They have a great administration. They have more money than everyone in college football but Texas, and that should be enough.
I've talked to our local congressman, Nathaniel Moran, District 1, Texas, about the possibility of Congress being handed NIL, transfer portal, whatever, to make some kind of legislation. Do you think Congress could solve all of this in any form or fashion?
No. And, Bill, I was in Washington last week. I was on the Hill talking to a number of senators and people on that subject. And the problem is, and all you have to do is watch the news, there's so many things going on. Now, there is one theory out there that if this red wave occurs where the president goes Republican, the Senate goes Republican, which is expected to, and the House goes, then it would be easier, because Ted Cruz right now might be the most important person on this issue. I believe he's head of the Commerce Committee, where this has to emanate. Cruz is a big supporter of this legislation, so I think that's something to keep your eye on. But beyond that, the climate changes, and we get a split House, then I don't think it will happen.
If college football continues to evolve in the way people believe it's going to, with 60-something schools that are at the top tier and everybody else, what happens to the Louisiana Techs of the world and all those other schools, Paul, in your opinion?
They're in trouble. By the way, I don't even think where Louisiana Tech is the issue any longer. I think it's the middle of the good league, maybe even including the SEC, because once you get now with 16, you get beyond maybe 10 or 11, it's hard to compete. I was interviewing Clark Lee yesterday, and I mean, I genuinely felt sorry for him. I mean, what chance does Vanderbilt have? Vanderbilt has produced some really good players in recent years, and what do? They leave as soon as the portal opens.
Is the Big 12 in a good place right now?
I think so. I mean, there's a lot of scuttlebutt that maybe they'll end up with Clemson and Florida State. I think that would be a big boost to the Big 12. I don't think it's good for Clemson and Florida State. I think the Big 12 has a much better chance of being the other league beyond the Big Ten and the SEC than the ACC does. I think the ACC is in deep trouble.
Are we going to like college football in 5 years, in your opinion?
Listen, I think for all the negativity about the game, you tell me whether it's a DKR or Kyle Field, it's still going to be sold out.
I love it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to act like I don't care about the issues, because they are very important, and we spend an awful lot of time talking about it. But on August 31st, fans are going to be as excited as they've ever been. And that night at Kyle Field, there'll be 100,000 people for the Notre Dame game and for every other game. And all this nonsense that is important but still nonsensical when it gets down to reality, it will cease to exist until the season's over, and then we'll start talking about all the problems again.